Lord Thomas, he was a bold forester and a chaser of the king's deer. Fair Eleanor was a fair woman, and Lord Thomas, he loved her dear. Come, riddle my riddle, dear mother, he said, and riddle us both as one. Whither I shall marry with fair Eleanor, and let the brown girl alone. The brown girl, she has got houses and lands, and fair Eleanor, she has got none. Therefore I charge you on my blessing, and bring me the brown girl home. And as it befell on a high holiday, as many did more beside, Lord Thomas, he went to fair Eleanor, that should have been his bride. But when he came to fair Eleanor's bower, he knocked there at the ring. But who was so ready as fair Eleanor for to let Lord Thomas in? What news, Lord Thomas, she said, what news hast thou brought unto me? I am come to bid thee to my wedding, and that is bad news to thee. Oh, God forbid, Lord Thomas, she said, that such a thing should be done. I thought to have been thy bride my own self, and you to have been the bride's groom. Come, riddle my riddle, dear mother, she said, and riddle it all in one. Whether I shall go to Lord Thomas's wedding, or whether I shall tarry at home. There's many of your friend's daughter, and many that are your foe. Therefore I charge you on my blessing, to Lord Thomas his wedding don't go. There's many that are my friend's mother, if a thousand more were my foe. Betide my life or betide my death, to Lord Thomas's wedding I'll go. She clothed herself in gallant attire, and her merry men all in green. And as they rid through every town, they took her to have been a queen. But when she came to Lord Thomas's gate, she knocked there at the king. But who was so ready as Lord Thomas to let fair Eleanor in? Is this your bride, fair Helen? She said, methinks she looks wondrous brown. Thou mightst have had as fair a woman as ever trod on the ground. Despise her not, fair Helen, he said, despise her not now unto me. For better I love thy little finger than all her whole body. This brown bride had a little penknife that was both long and sharp. But betwixt the short ribs and the long, pricked fair Eleanor to the heart. O Christ, now save thee, Lord Thomas, he said, methinks thou look'st wondrous wan. Thou wast used for to look with as fresh colour as ever the sun shined on. O, art thou blind, Lord Thomas, she said, or canst thou not very well see? O, dost thou not see my own heart's blood runs trickling down my knee? Lord Thomas, he had a sword by his side as he walked about the hall. He cut off his bride's head from her shoulders, and he threw it against the wall. He set the hilt against the ground, and the point against his heart. There was never three lovers that ever met, more sooner they did depart. Lord Thomas, he was a bold forester, and a chaser of the king's deer. Fair Eleanor was a fair woman, and Lord Thomas, he loved her dear. Come riddle my riddle, dear mother, he said, and riddle us both as one. Whither I shall marry with fair Eleanor, and let the brown girl alone.